Ever run into someone you haven't thought about in ages, and suddenly your brain's like, whoa, memories with this random person, you know?
Yeah, like that time.
It's like you're both wearing those ridiculous hats from that music festival 5 years ago, and you just know your brain's doing some seriously impressive, like behind-the-scenes work.
It really is wild when you think about it. I mean, what we think of as just recognizing someone, like a simple thing, it's actually billions of neurons going off in this crazy interconnected dance.
That's what we're diving into today, right?
Yeah.
Connectivism.
Yeah.
Forget those old learning theories. We're talking how knowledge actually works and is way more like this bustling, always evolving network than just a static, collection of facts.
Exactly. Those old black box theories could never really explain how our brains take in new info and actually learn from it.
Right.
Connectivism yanks open that box and shows us the biological magic happening inside,
Yeah.
like those connections that form in your brain every time you learn something new, literally.
It's like our brains are hardwired to defy those old school models.
Yeah.
At least that's what Down seems to think.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
sat over those excerpts and he calls out those theories for being way too simplistic.
Yeah, he's right on the money. You know, connectivism takes us past that vague idea of learning makes you smarter and jumps headfirst into the nitty-gritty of how your brain uses those connections to understand the world.
So it's not just about getting knowledge, it's about weaving it all together through these neural pathways.
Exactly. Every single concept, experience, even that embarrassing karaoke solo you'd rather forget.
Oh, tell me about it.
It's all rewiring those neural networks, making intricate patterns that shape how you see things.
See, that's where it gets kind of mind-blowing for me. Downs uses these really cool analogies, like he compares our neurons to birds in a flock. They're just reacting to the birds right next to them.
A murmuration, it's called. It's incredible. Thousands of starlings in perfect sync, moving as one. And here's the thing.
Don't tell me there's a conductor bird.
Nope, no conductor. The complexity comes from their connections, the constant communication.
Whoa, so each bird's not following some master plan? The whole dance just like emerges.
Precisely. And it's the same with our brains, right?
You're saying those neurons aren't single-handedly responsible for me remembering my best friend's birthday or like doing calculus?
They're more like tiny messengers, just passing along signals. It's the connections, the whole network, that make understanding possible.
Okay, now I'm picturing my brain like this massive aerial ballet of
And
neurons.
it's always changing, evolving with every new experience and connection you make, just like that murmuration, always on the move, always shifting.
This is making me rethink like everything I thought about learning, you know? It's not about cramming stuff in my head, it's building this crazy web of connections.
Exactly. And that's where connectivism really gets interesting, you know, because it challenges that old view of knowledge as this thing you just like acquire and own.
Like a prize or something.
Yeah. But connectivism says it's more of a process, a state of becoming. You know what I mean?
So instead of knowledge being this like fixed thing, it's always evolving through these connections.
Yes. Think of it this way. A library full of books, that's just potential knowledge, right?
Right.
It only comes alive when someone reads those books,
Yeah.
makes connections between the ideas, and actually uses that knowledge.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. But how do we actually apply this in the real world? It's not like we're all walking around thinking about our neurons firing every time we learn something.
You're right, but just understanding this interconnectedness, even a little, it can really change how we approach learning. You know, Downs talks about these personal learning networks, and they're way bigger than just our own brains.
Are interesting. So, like, they include people, resources, experiences, all that shapes our understanding.
Exactly. And think about it like an ecosystem, right? The
Okay.
more diverse it is, the healthier it is.
Okay, yeah.
Our learning networks are the same. They
Think of.
thrive on variety.
So reading different books on the same topic, talking to experts with different views, even a good debate, that all strengthens our network.
Exactly. And this is where Downs's ideas about network design are so cool. Decentralization, disintermediation, democratization.
Whoa, those are some big words. Sounds kind of like tech jargon, honestly.
Maybe, but they're actually super important to learning in the digital world, like decentralization.
Okay, so like if one part of the network goes down.
The whole thing doesn't crash.
Exactly.
It's about having backup systems, multiple ways to get to that information
Real rate.
in your brain, right? And in a social network, it means not relying on just one source for your information.
Which is huge these days because we have access to so much information, but not all of it's, reliable.
Right, and that's why we need disintermediation. It's about breaking down the walls between you and the info you need.
So instead of just relying on like one textbook or one expert, I should be digging deeper, finding those primary sources and forming my own conclusions.
Yes. Take charge of your own learning. Don't just passively absorb someone else's version of the truth, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Okay, what about democratization? How does that fit in?
Democratization is all about access and agency. It's recognizing that everyone has something valuable to share, to add to the network of knowledge.
It's not just this top-down thing where knowledge flows from the expert to the student.
Right. Connectivism is about collaborating, learning from each other's experiences, all that.
Like that saying, everyone you meet knows something you don't.
Exactly. And when we learn with that mindset, it opens up a world of possibilities, new connections everywhere.
I'm starting to see it now. But here's the thing. We live in a world obsessed with grades, standardized tests. Where does connectivism fit into that?
That is the million-dollar question Downs brings up, you know. How do you measure a network? How strong it is, how adaptable it is.
Because it's not just about spitting back facts. It's about connecting those facts, using them in different situations, solving real problems.
Exactly. Connectivism challenges us to completely rethink how we measure learning. It's about focusing on the skills and mindsets you need to thrive in this crazy interconnected world.
So instead of just what you know, it's about how you learn, how you adapt, how you contribute to the whole network.
Exactly. It's bigger than just memorizing. It's about critical thinking, creativity, collaboration. Those are the skills you need for the 21st century.
This has been eye-opening, really. We've gone from like the nuts and bolts of how neurons work to the massive social impact of learning in a connected world.
It's a lot to take in, for sure.
But before we wrap up, I kind of want to dig into the practical side a bit more.
Absolutely.
Oh.
Let's talk about how to actually apply these principles to become better, more engaged learners.
So how do we actually, like, put this into practice? I mean, it's one thing to get the theory, but how can we use connectivism to learn better in our everyday lives, you know?
Well, Downs has this practical framework he calls the AARRF method.
ARRFF. Okay, you speak my language now.
It might sound a little technical at first, but it's actually pretty straightforward once you break it down.
All right, I'm all ears. What does AARRFF stand for?
It stands for aggregate, remix, repurpose, and feed forward. It's like the essential dance of learning in a networked world.
A dance, huh? All right, walk me through the steps.
So the first step is aggregate, which basically means gathering information from a bunch of different sources. Don't just rely on one textbook or website, you know.
Branch out a little.
Exactly. Explore different perspectives on the same topic.
So like read a book, listen to a podcast on the same subject, maybe even talk to someone who sees things differently.
Exactly. The more diverse your sources, the better your understanding will be.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you keep from drowning in all that information?
Yeah.
That's where remixing comes in, right?
Right. Remixing is about actively engaging with that information you're gathering. Don't just passively absorb it.
So instead of just highlighting stuff in a book, I should be like taking notes, summarizing the key points in my own words, maybe even connecting it to other things I've learned.
You got it. Make that information your own. Connect it to what you already know.
Okay. And then we take that remixed understanding and actually do something with it. Is that the repurposing part?
Exactly. Turn that knowledge into something real. Write a blog post, give a presentation, teach someone else, or even just use it to start a conversation.
It's like they say, the best way to learn something is to teach it. By putting our knowledge out there, we're not just solidifying our own understanding, we're also adding to that larger network of knowledge.
Exactly. And that takes us to the final step, feed forward.
Feed forward. So we're not just sharing what we know, we're actively asking for feedback and using it to improve our understanding.
Yes. Share your work, get feedback, and be open to changing your mind based on what you learn. It's a never-ending cycle of learning, sharing, and growing.
So it's not about reaching some finish line where you know everything. It's about being okay with the fact that there's always more to learn.
Exactly. And that's where Downs's concept of connectivist literacy comes in. It's not just about what you know. It's about having the skills to navigate a world overflowing with information where things are always changing.
Which seems pretty crucial these days. So what does it actually mean to be connectivist literate? What skills are we talking about?
Well, it goes beyond the traditional idea of just reading and writing. It's about recognizing patterns, connecting seemingly unrelated ideas, and adapting your understanding as new information pops up.
So less about memorizing facts and figures, and more about making sense of a world where information is constantly changing.
Exactly. Downs talks about these key patterns to look out for: syntax, semantics, pragmatics, cognition, context, and change.
Okay, I have to admit, some of those sound a little intimidating.
I know, right? But think about it like this. Let's say you're learning a new language. Syntax is like the grammar, the rules of how words fit together. Semantics is all about the meaning of those words.
So like knowing that bank could be a place with money or the edge of a river.
Exactly. And then pragmatics is how language is used in different social situations.
Oh, like knowing when to be formal versus casual, or how to read between the lines with body language and tone of voice.
You got it. Then there's cognition, which Down says is actually a form of pattern recognition itself.
So the way we think, how we solve problems, even make decisions, it's all influenced by the patterns we've picked up along the way.
Exactly. And those patterns are always changing as we learn and grow. And of course, we can't forget about context.
Right, because the same information can mean totally different things depending on the situation. Like that saying, a lie can travel halfway around the world before the truth can even get its shoes on.
Exactly. And then there's change, which is a constant, right? Connectivist literacy is all about being okay with uncertainty, being open to new ideas, and adapting as the world changes.
So it's not just about what you know. It's about how you handle what you don't know, how you learn, grow, and change right along with the world. This has been an incredible deep dive. I feel like I have a whole new perspective on learning in the 21st century. It's not just about stuffing our heads with information. It's about making connections, being open to change, and contributing to this incredible network of knowledge we're all part of.
Well said. It's a lifelong journey, and the more connections we make, the richer and more meaningful that journey becomes.